The Minster Board of Education met for their monthly meeting Tuesday evening. The board accepted the following donations: $2,500 from the Minster Civic Association for free admission to athletic events for students. Superintendent Josh Meyer updated the board on state legislation, the upcoming state budget process, and Title IX requirements. Mr. Meyer also shared with the board that October is National Principals Month. Elementary principal Mrs. Mandy Albers provided the elementary report. She shared details of MAP testing scores and early parent-teacher conference attendance. 7 through 12 principal Mr. Austin Kaler shared the junior-senior high school update with the board. He congratulated students that participated in FFA soil judging events, provided the board with an update on recently completed homecoming festivities, and reviewed the fall sports season. Mr. Kaler also shared with the board numerous career development activities that counselors Melissa Utrip and Greg Zumberger are planning with Minster High School students. Minster High School science teacher Craig Mullenkamp shared his experiences from the Science in the Rockies professional development workshop that he attended last summer. Mr. Mullenkamp described to the board the importance of students thinking like scientists and engineers, and how the workshop focused on taking learning activities and turning them into memorable experiences for students. Treasurer Gina Selby provided the board with her monthly report. Mrs. Selby gave the board a budget performance update, provided information concerning insurance open enrollment, and shared budget forecasting information with the board. The board approved the following personnel recommendations: accepted the resignation of Katie Bensman, Cook's helper, offered a limited one-year contract to Janice Oslagi, Cook's helper, and approved Becky Diglia as a part-time tutor on an as-needed basis. The Minster Board of Education set their monthly meeting for November 18th at 7 p.m. in the large group meeting room. The Board of Education entered into executive session to discuss the employment and compensation of a public employee and the purchase or sale of property. There was no action taken after the executive session.